What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi. With me always is Dino and De Palma. What's going on, boys?
Yo, how we doing, boys?
Not much. Good to see you, Houdini. Good to see you, Jedi.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Today's been a rough day. A little tired, but you know what? We're gonna get through this because we got some exciting stuff that we're talking about. We're talking best MLB playoff moments in the 21st century only. So this is since 2000. I feel like there was way too much stuff to cover and we would have missed way too many things if we started diving all time. But it's been an exciting postseason so far in Major League Baseball. I did do the wheel beforehand and you're not going to believe
it. Here we go.
Guess who has the number one pick?
Dean.
Houdini has the number one pick. I'm sandwiched this time, and Deepaw, you finally get third.
I'll take it. I'll take
third. A little bit of a change for once. All right. So Houdini, start us off with the best MLB playoff moments in the 21st century.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the 1-1 right off the board. It's David Freese, 2011 World Series Game 6, dude. Like game tying triple in the ninth, I think, with two strikes, and then walk off Yabo in like the 12th.
Down to their last strike, even.
And look, like, I'm not a big, like, David Freese fan, and I don't think anyone really knows David Freese outside of that moment. He was a quality baseball player, but it was just game six. They had to go win game seven, too.
Yeah.
And they did. So, I just think those are the two best at bats I've ever seen in a playoff.
We will see you tomorrow night. Everybody knows that call. I think the funny thing is that you see Albert Pujols is running and, like, struggling to get around the bases because that was, like, he was the guy that was the tying run on the triple the first time. It's funny. But, but I'm going to go with something that's very, very recent. And a lot of people aren't going to like this pick, but I'm just in this mood right now with the Phils. I'm going last year with Harper sending the Phillies to the World Series, dude. This play literally caused an earthquake in Philadelphia. It's wild. I mean, what he did a few nights ago, too, against the Atlanta Braves, two home runs, staring down Orlando Arcia. This dude is savage. Mr. Clutch when it comes to playoffs. But I just had to pick that moment because for me, I remember sitting on my couch watching that and just going ballistic.
Yeah, so I, like, Bryce Harper is meant to play in Philly, and I don't like the Phillies. I didn't like the Phillies growing up, but it's really hard not to root for these guys.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point, Dean. I saw something too. Somebody posted, it was like that Harper is having the career in Philly that we wish Mike Trout did. And I was like, damn, that makes a lot of sense. It's like that's pretty good. Like, both generational players, both studs, but like I feel like that's exactly what Trout would be doing too if he was there in hometown Philly. Pick though, Jedi, you know, and that's what I love about these since 2000 is like, I can basically remember every single one of these too.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, I'm kind of shocked you went with the Freese triple. I thought I'd be able to snag that there too. I loved that, that series of ABs there from him. I'm surprised you didn't go anything with the Yanks though, Houdini.
I was surprised too.
There's a couple on my list, but we'll get away.
All right. That's only Boone. I think I'm speaking of, I'm going with the Boone home run off of RIP Tim Wakefield. Just like, I mean, just a huge moment, just an epic game too, to end that fashion. Aaron bleeping Boone. I'll take Boone there with the first one.
That's got to be the most exciting Yankees moment since the 2000s. And I know they didn't win the World Series that year, dude, but that is up there.
No, 2001 off Byung-Young Kim.
That's on my list somewhere.
That's on my list.
Who knows? Like, who knows?
Like, dude, that's like.
They also didn't win that year, though.
No, I know, but that's World Series, right? That's World Series, and that's back-to-back nights. Down 2-0.
All right, I'm going with my second pick, turning the corner here. Let me go Roy Halladay's no-hitter in 2010, only two no-hitters in postseason history. So give me that one by Roy Halladay.
Yeah,
RIP, Doc.
RIP. Legend. Going back to me, though, this is going to be tough because there's so much left on the board. And I know we keep talking about how it's since the 2000s, but so much stuff has happened. But one moment that always sticks out to me, even though I'm not a fan of this organization, I think it's one of the coolest things in the world. Give me David Ortiz game-tying grand slam against the Detroit Tigers in the ALCS in 2013. Mind you, Boston strong. This is when the Boston Marathon bombing unfortunately happened. they had all this stuff going for them. One of my favorite pitchers in baseball is with the cop with his hands up in the air cheering, yeah. And you see Torii Hunter just flipped over, by the way, doing anything that he can to catch this ball. Like, I mean, absolute right. dog for trying to do whatever he could. But David Ortiz was literally like the king of Boston at that point. He's a legend in Boston sports regardless, but that was an amazing moment.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I could watch Poppy swing all day, especially in Fenway in October.
Yeah, he's on this list like four times on my notes.
Yeah, so I'm taking two that are, I don't know, like I just remember them clear as day, and that's why I want to do it. Mm-hmm. The Cubs winning the World Series.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah, like, and I went through like each World Series champion over the last 20 years, right? Obviously, like the 09 Yankees is my favorite, but the Cubs lineup in 2016, and correct me if I'm wrong, De Palma, I'm pretty sure it was the 2014 Kansas City Royals.
Or was that it won the World Series?
Yeah, or was it 2015?
Yeah, 14, yeah.
15? Yeah, 14 okay. was the Giants. They won in even
yes.
years.
Oh, yes, even years, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. So those three teams were my favorite playoff teams ever, right? Like that Royals team was loaded.
Yeah, I like that Royals team.
But that Cubs team was awesome to watch. Chris Bryant fielding the ball, thrown across the across the diamond,
slipping.
Rizzo. Yeah, Ben Zobrist with massive hits. You know what I mean? Like, I just, yeah, I'm taking.
Well,
I'm taking,
and before, not to cut you off though, Dean, but like that series was crazy too. Rajai Davis hitting that home run off of Aroldis Chapman there too. That was nuts.
That was bottom nine, game seven.
That was bottom nine, yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, that was a hell of a moment. The other one I'm going is actually, like, it's going to live in infamy for the rest of its time. It's the 2003 NLCS Moises Alou play.
Wow, yeah, that's underrated. Wow.
The Bartman?
Yeah.
It was Bartman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't remember this. Like,
is this your pick?
Yes. The very next pitch was a tailor-made double play ball to Alex Gonzalez at shortstop. Not the Alex Gonzalez from the Marlins. The other Alex Gonzalez was a tailor-made ground ball, and he booted it.
Yep.
Right? Now,
but that doesn't get talked about.
It doesn't get talked about. All we talk about is Bartman. The 2003 World Series probably favored the Yankees if the Cubs won, right? So the way that that unfolded allowed the Marlins to kind of have the Cinderella story,
yeah.
Went into the World Series with some momentum, and I just think that moment changed that entire 2003 playoff in the Marlins' favor, obviously in that series, but then moving forward.
Love it. Two solid
I totally
picks,
forgot yeah. about that one. That's a great pick. For when you're talking about moments in the playoffs. Third pick here for me, I'm going to explain why and just like the whole story behind this, and I'll tell you the specific moment. But Madison Bumgarner's World Series run in 2014, his career definitely took a hit from this. His arm was never the same. But
yeah.
Magical to watch, started two games and relieved in one game, in game seven, four innings to close it out, 21 innings total in the World Series with a 0.43 ERA with a shutout, 2-0, and a save. He started game one, started game five, and relieved in game seven. The moment I'm talking about specifically for me is Mad Bum relieving in game seven because everyone was so damn excited to see him throw. I remember watching the game and seeing him in the bullpen, and everybody was like, oh boy, it's over.
Yeah, Mad Bum was different back then, man.
Just unhittable, man. Like, prime, can't touch him, and he just had that dog, too. Like, he just went right at you. What a great pick, Jedi. Love
that arm slot.
That run was insane, yeah.
He used to throw like 96 from that arm slot. I mean, now he's nowhere near that, but...
No, and his arm action is funky. It's like long... It's just like it's a long arm action. It comes at you weird. But like, obviously, he also had Buster back there too. Which I think, D-Paul, you're the one that sent me the thing with Buster about him like framing strike threes and just walking away. It's unreal. Yep. There's no one better at it, dude.
Hundreds. This video is like 15 minutes long. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's the best framing catcher I've ever seen in my life.
And I think that sells it too when he walks away. It's like he's got the he didn't do that as a rookie. It's like he built up the respect and then like he just started doing that shit.
Yeah, I mean if Buster calls it a strike, it's a strike.
It's probably a strike. So let me go. This one, I'm curious if you guys remember this. I'm gonna go with Andy Chavez. his web gem catch versus the Cardinals, and I think the NLCS, this was like early 2000s, one of the best catches I've seen live in any moment. I don't think it gets talked about. I think it was against Yadier Molina. It doesn't get talked about a ton because the Mets ended up losing that series to the Cardinals. But go back and look up that catch. Unbelievable catch. Straight up over the wall. Pretty sick. So let me go with Andy Chavez's catch there.
I actually don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, Jed, I put the nice little clip of it on here. Definitely once we edit this up. Sick catch in the moment, too. And that's one of those, Dean, that you're talking about earlier with, like, the Cubs. Is like, I remember exactly where I was when that catch happened. So, like, that's a cool one to sit back and remember.
I remember Andy Chavez making a ridiculous catch. I just don't remember. I can't picture it.
And what year was this?
That was, like, early. I want to say I was, like, 05, 06, maybe.
Okay, so this was a while ago. Okay.
Yeah, it was a while ago, yeah. I want to go. We're gonna have to, because we're going Mount Rushmore. Something's gonna be on here that I'm gonna miss. But just for craziness, give me the Jose Bautista bat flip. I forgot that was in the postseason. I always just thought that was regular season. Doing some research, I was like, you know what? I forgot about that one. So give me the Jose Bautista bat flip and all the craziness that ensued thereafter the next couple of years with Rougned Odor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, baseball players are so vengeful. Like,
case in point, Bryce Harper just earlier this week.
Yeah, like I gotta find out the exact story for you about the guy that drilled the guy in Old Timers Day.
Yes,
like I gotta find that story.
Wasn't it Bob Gibson?
What you're talking about?
I think it was.
I think it was Bob Gibson. Yeah.
I think he gave up a bomb zone and he pimped it, and like 15 years later he drilled the guy.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's hilarious. I gotta look that up.
Depot though, I love that Jose Bautista home run pick. That was an absolute earth shaking bat flip. Everybody knows where they were when that happened too. Definitely a moment that will live on forever. Dino, mine's a little similar to yours, my last pick, but I'm going to go with it because you kind of mentioned it, but you didn't pick it as your best moment. I'm going with Rajay Davis's home run in the ninth. Ooh. To tie the game. I mean, I feel like this was one against Aroldis Chapman. You have to remember three things about this. Both clubs were in massive World Series droughts. The Guardians still are the Indians at the time. When Davis hit this home run, it felt like the Cubs' curse was just inevitable. It was like, here we go. The Cubs aren't going to win the World Series. Davis was also not a home run hitter. Yep. And at the time, it was against Aroldis Chapman, who's the best closer in baseball, not to mention a fastball that he pulled down the line.
With the huge one, it was like a 30-foot wall there at Progressive Field, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
it gets slept on.
Whatever it is, yeah. It's a great pick, but I'm really disappointed in you.
You know, I try to stay away from Yankee stuff because I feel like I get too biased.
Okay, well, I'll be biased because this is definitely the 1-1, and I let it slide, and I'm getting into the last pick. It's the Jeter flip.
It's on my list.
The Jeter flip, and go back and look at the time.
Damn.
Like, I'm 99% sure they were down 2-0 in the series.
No, it was an elimination game. It was game 5.
No.
Oh, wait, no. It might have been game 3, and it was an elimination game. Yes.
They were down 2-0 in the
series.
In
Oakland, too.
In Oakland.
That was the elimination game. I know that.
Yes, that was...
I can't believe I forgot that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
That might be 1-1.
Honestly. It is. Well, it has to be 1-1. I mean, I can literally, like, hear... I forget who the color guy was. It was Buck and somebody else, and they were like, what is Jeter even doing there?
I know,
right? So
yeah, we still don't know.
No, it's the right play. That's where he is supposed to be if he's reading that play. It is.
Where in the dynasty was that? Like, was that 02 or something like that? Or
that was in 2001.
That was 01. That was when they lost to the D-backs.
Okay. And that was another one that didn't make it on anybody's list. Luis Gonzalez's bloop single versus Mariano. Like,
I also had the Mr. November 2001 game World Series game 4 walk-off homer for Jeter.
Yeah, I couldn't lump in. If I could lump in the Brocious and Tino back-to-back night home runs, I would have done that. And then the other one that I left off is Dave Roberts stealing second base when everybody fucking knew it was happening.
And then I think Big Poppy hit a homer that game then too.
He did.
Yeah.
So
yep, he did. And the interesting thing about the Dave Roberts steal is that Jorge Posada that whole offseason just kept thinking about and looking at the pop time, and it was one of his best pop times in the entire year. So he just couldn't figure out how he stole, which is really incredible because he said it was like one of the best ones of the entire year, and he knew he was stealing. But I guess that's just how fast the dude was at the time. But that was our best MLB playoff moments. The MLB playoffs are going on right now. Tell us your favorite moment from this year. We know it's probably going to have to do something with Bryce Harper because that dude cannot stay out of any clutch moments in the playoffs. But nonetheless, give us your top three moments from the best MLB playoff moments since the year 2000 in the 21st century. And if you ever need to keep up to date with your sports news or want to hear some cool rankings, Mount Rushmores like this, then always follow us here at Hot Shots Podcast. We always love to talk to you. Leave a comment below. Who am I? You got 30 seconds. This person was chosen by one of our listeners. Go.
You a girl or guy?
Guy.
Active or retired?
Active.
Sport?
Football.
AFC or NFC?
NFC.
NFC East?
Yes, NFC East.
Shot in the dark, Sam Howell.
I am Sam Howell.
Holy shit.
That was quick.
Dude, Houdini was trashing his commanders, and I was, you know, NFC East, why not? Let's throw a shot out there.
Holy shit. How you're giving these boys any clout pisses me off.
He's been decent, though.
No, he's a good quarterback, but dude, we have no offensive line. Don't worry, dude, trash bag's coming real soon. Trust.
Now, Sam Howell was chosen by one of our listeners, so if you want to choose anybody for Houdini and D-Paw to guess next, drop a comment below. Who am I? You got 30 seconds. This person was chosen by one of our listeners. Go.
Girl or guy?
Guy.
Active or retired?
Retired.
Sport?
Two.
Okay. Baseball?
Yes.
Deion Sanders?
I am not Deion Sanders.
Football?
I did also play football.
Football and baseball?
Did you play baseball professionally?
I did.
Did you play football professionally?
I did.
Oh, God. Not Deion.
Are you kidding me?
Bo Jackson?
I am Bo Jackson.
Oh, nice job.
Nice. I had to go back there a little bit. I say, nice job. Are they the only two, right?
No. I mean, Jordan did.
No, but I mean that was basketball, like football and football and baseball.
Probably somebody else. There has to be somebody
else.
Are you gonna
include like Kyler Murray and all them?
No, like professionally, like the highest levels, like so professional NFL and MLB, not like minors, like you made it to the majors too.
Yeah, I mean, we would have to go back through the history. I'm sure somebody was playing in both back in like the 60s or when like World War II started or something.
I guess more modern, I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, more modern,
like
probably.
Like Sammy Ball or some shit like that.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. Those are the only two that kind of stand out. I couldn't believe couldn't think of Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson was chosen by one of our listeners, so if you want D-Paw and Houdini to guess one of the people, then you just drop them down in the comments and we'll get to it. The best 60 seconds of your life with D-Paw and Houdini. Listen to the big games this weekend.
Number 8, Oregon, your boy Bo Nix. At number 7, Washington. Washington minus 3.
Give me Washington minus 3. They cover here.
Number 10, USC. At number 21, Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 3.
Late Caleb Williams touchdown. USC covers.
Number 25, Miami, dumb fucks. At number 12, UNC. UNC minus 3.5.
UNC over the dumb fucks, easy.
Number 18, UCLA. At number 15, Oregon State, minus 3.5.
Give me the fighting Chip Kelly's, baby. All right, Dino, flipping around NFL. Got the Cowboys, minus 2.5 at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Cowboys.
Love it. Lions, minus 3.5 at the Tampa Bay Bucks.
I lied. Home dogs, give me the Bucks.
Ooh, Bucks. All right, Seattle, plus 2.5, traveling to Cincinnati.
I'm going to take the Bengals here.
Bengals minus 2.5, win by field goal. And lastly, Indianapolis Colts traveling to Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags minus 4 at home.
I'm going to take the Jags minus 4 coming back from London.
Just at the 60 seconds, and that was the best 60 seconds of your life with D-Paw and Houdini. But before we wrap up Hot Shots here, it's time for Houdini's final thought.
Well, my final thought, I've given a lot of thought to, you know, no pun intended, but other than it being obviously opening week for NHL, I'm really excited. I became a father, okay? And thank you. But that's not my final thought. My final thought is women are aliens. It is unbelievable what their bodies go through this entire process. And when I tell you the doctor is asking me questions like, do I want to look at this? Do I want to look at that? Like, do you want me to pass out? No. Like, every single woman that gives birth is a dog. If I'm starting a sports team, give me all those dogs and we're going to go undefeated because it is unbelievable.
There are some tough sons of bitches, man. Tell you what. No, for real, Dean, you're right. It just, it's just remarkable. And being a father myself, I didn't watch all the craziness, but being there, it's just insane what a woman's body goes through to bring life into this world. Shout out Mrs. Houdini.
Yeah, they're all dogs, dude. Dogs. Like Game 7, dogs.
What a dog. Way. Game 7. What a way to end this episode of Hot Shots. Make sure to follow us on social media at Hot Shots Podcast and to subscribe if you want to keep up to date with all of your latest sports news like we talked about today. Or if you want to hear some cool rankings, you can check out our pages where we talk about that. Our latest one was the best MLB playoff moments since the year 2000. But other than that, we'll talk to you next time here at Hot Shots Podcast.